A 6-week series begins tonight called Imagining a More Livable Niagara Falls, Exploring Solutions for the Future of the City. Tonight's initial session begins at 6 at the new Niagara Falls train station. On the line with us this morning is one of the organizers, Tom Lowe, Director of Impact Renew at Niagara University. Tom, it sounds like you've got quite a team of people that are involved in this effort. Give us an outline of how it all emerged.
Started really, I think it was about a decade ago. We did our first Smart Growth series, and this was really before my time in the city. But some of my fellow organizers, Marge Gillis, George Grasser, and some others, put together a series back then that was very successful. I kind of entered the scene a few years later in 2013. I did something similar. We called it the Main Street Symposium, which was also very successful. I had about 100 people show up to that. And this was just our attempt to revisit that. We think, a lot of the principles that are involved with, the smart growth process of developing cities are really important. And we're at a pivotal time in Niagara Falls, a city that we all care about very much.
And Tom, let's make sure that I understand this then. Tonight's session, is that also open to the public as well?
Yeah, every session is open to the public. All sessions are free, light refreshments served, and they're all located at the train station at Depot Ave in Niagara Falls.
What about in Niagara Falls? What's the, what would you say is the general attitude of the general resident in the city as to its future?
My perception tends to be a more optimistic one. I think we've seen, and residents I think would agree, there's a lot of development that has happened in Niagara Falls with, more hotels, which create more job opportunities for residents, particularly in the downtown area. But it would be naive of me to say that we don't have issues.
Last fall, I had a chance to go to a neighborhood restaurant off the beaten path a little bit, something that was a very traditional place in the city, and was really kind of fascinated by this infrastructure that I saw, some old buildings. What about Niagara Falls? How would you characterize what is there right now?
First thing, you mentioned the buildings. I think there's a lot of character in this city. There's a lot of history and heritage and culture that we can look towards and play off of as we move forward. So I'd start there. And I think there are a lot of great opportunities, forthcoming. Just looking down the list of presenters we have, for example, the development of the Tia Montante project going on in 7th and Niagara is going to be a huge opportunity. For the tourism sector, it'll be a tourism incubator, but for residents, for entrepreneurs in this city. But, I always go back to the character. I grew up in this area. I've heard the stories about what Main Street once was. I drive down it today, and it's nothing like it was 10, 15, 20 years ago, but that character and that charm is still there, so there's still great opportunities.
There's going to be a lot of discussion over the next 6 weeks about what is great about Niagara Falls, what needs to be done. But what about for you? Is there a hidden gem inside Niagara Falls?
Yeah, I'm a big public space guy. I like to be outdoors when the weather allows us to be. And the hidden gem for me is always High Park. It's the largest park we have in the city, and it's actually the second largest municipally owned park in the state of New York behind Central Park in New York City. And there's a lot of opportunity. There's been some development, a lot of development there in recent years. There's a new skate park. There's a new playground, a new inclusionary play space, the Veterans Memorial. There's an ice rink. I grew up playing baseball in this park, so I spent a lot of time there. I'm working with another group on revitalizing the Hyde Park Rose Garden. There's just a lot of opportunity. I think I went through at one point and counted, 15 to 16 different activities, whether it's sports, recreation, or otherwise, that you can do in Hyde Park alone. But there's more opportunities to do more there.
Well, Tom, your enthusiasm is shining through, that's for sure.
thank you.
The 6-week series, Imagining a More Livable Niagara Falls, Exploring Solutions for the Future of the City. It begins tonight at 6 at the train depot. It's open to the public. Tom Lowe of Niagara University, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.